Hi, this is Mary Traveland with Dixon Brothers Pool and Pond Supply in Mesquite. I've been Neil's announcer for many years. And now, with Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening, it's my pleasure to welcome my friend, Neil Sperry.
It's packed every time, and it's coming again. Wednesday from 9 till 3.
There is one company that I think that might be a fit.
It's the Cumulus Putting Texans Back to Work Job Fair.
I'm looking for something that has some better benefits.
Join us at the Plano Center on Spring Creek Parkway, 1 mile east of 75.
I'm looking for a sales and marketing position.
Your next career opportunity could be waiting at the Cumulus Putting Texans Back to Work Job Fair.
You think you know where the dirtiest places are in your home, but you're going to be surprised. I'm going to tell you where to clean Monday at 4 on the Chris Kroc Show. Then at 8, should we teach creationism right alongside evolution in science class? I'll tell you what I think Monday at 8 on the Chris Kroc Show, every day at 4 and 8 on WBAP.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
Clarity Windows is the local homegrown company of window experts that you want working for you when it's time to upgrade your home with new high-efficiency windows. And with electric bills going up, it's time. Hi, I'm Brad Barton. New windows aren't just another remodeling job. When you really get into it, you'll find this is a very specialized field. It requires precise engineering and measurement and installation, custom designing products and installations for each individual home. Right now, Clarity has a brand new generation window that gives you the advantages of triple panes with just double panes, and this is a whole new level of UV protection and efficiency. And Clarity never uses sub or contract labor. Always their own personally trained crews. They back up all the materials and labor, even glass breakage, with a lifetime warranty. Now, before the spring rush, Clarity's offering a $50 discount on every window and 0% interest for up to 60 months with approved credit. There's never been a better time to replace your aluminum builder grade windows and start saving money on heating and cooling bills from now on. Call Clarity Windows at 1-888-458-3630. That's 1-888-458-3630. ClarityWindows.com.
All right, Brad, thank you very much. Neil Sperry back live with you. And I had a little bit of a very, very short-term technical glitch there, and we are ready to roll right now with our second hour for this Sunday morning. Our phone number, if you'd like to call with a plant question, is 800-288-WBAP. You'll get on fairly quickly, 800-288-9227. And a number to my magazine office, if you're so inclined to call today. I normally don't throw this number in during the course of each hour, but because it is the last day of the pre-print offer on my book, will not be extended. You either need to call 800-752-GROW before 11, and don't call that one with a plant question. That's just for the book, 800-752-4769. Or go to neilsperry.com. We have Tucker Reed from the Dallas Arboretum with his report standing by right now. It's sponsored by Whiz-Q Stone. Tucker, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us, and you're going to talk about peonies. And peonies are kind of an interesting discussion point, aren't they? Tell us.
They are. And, you know, this is one of those, and you and I have discussed on email. Really, this is a plant that, because of its need for a discernible winter, it has to have some cold to flower. It'll put up leaves all day, all its life. But it'll never flower if you don't have some cold put on to stimulate it. It's very similar to bulbs in that manner. So really, for us, I-20 is about as far south as they're going to go. Mm-hmm. At that point, you're going to just see leaves. You're never going to see flowers. I don't care how many bags of ice you put on it, all those little tricks that people tell you to try out, you're not going to really get enough cold time to get blooming. Mm-hmm. But this is an old-fashioned perennial. It's probably the third most thing we're asked about at the Arboretum. First is tulips, the second is the cherry trees, and then people want to know when the peonies are going to bloom. We don't have very many of them, but we do have a small selection in the women's garden, and we don't do anything special. People think we're doing things crazy. And, oh, you must be such great gardeners. All we did was plant them. That's really all we do. And we water them. They get fed with the shrubs and other perennials that are around, but they're really low-maintenance plants. Super hardy, never going to have a problem. The one complaint I hear generally, especially when I've lived in the South. Up north, the foliage is always really, really clean and neat. But down here, the foliage gets really beat up with our summers.
Yeah.
The one
so
thing
do
that
we.
I figured out, well, so do we, yeah. The one trick that I found, and I learned this from a customer when I worked at one of the local nurseries, she had a good number of peonies, and she took them and put them all in pots and grew them in pots. She said, first of all, she got better blooming because the soil was colder because it was left above ground during winter.
Mm-hmm.
Two, when she got done with those flowers and she didn't want to see that ugly foliage, she just put them in the back of her flower bed and didn't worry about them until the next winter.
Never thought of that idea. I love that idea.
And I never had thought about that. I was like, well, then you don't have to put up with the foliage. It's just a filler at the back. It's getting water because of the irrigation system. But you do get a little extra cold that really gives her that flower.
Hey, Tucker, you know, one other thing that would allow you to do, excuse me for interrupting. I thought you had taken a breath. I'm sorry. One other thing that would allow you to do would be to wheel them under a carport or into the garage on a day when you're going to get 40-mile-an-hour winds and driving rains right after the flowers open, because that happens. Yeah.
Right. So, open up when we get the biggest thunderstorm
of
the year.
It always happens. So, well, that's great. Peonies. And you can find them in garden centers now, but I don't know if you've had this experience. I think there are some varieties that probably do better at the south end of their boundary than other varieties do. I wish the Peony Society would do a little first breeding work and selection to find types that would do well farther south. We'll give them that challenge.
There's a few that I really love and that I've had very good success with. And if you just give me 1 second, Festiva Maxima, mm-hmm. the big double white pink.
It
seems to do really well. Sarah Bernhardt is a really, really good one, double pink. Kansas is a really awesome, I mean, pure red flower. That's it looks like the classic red peony that you see growing up along farmhouses and all that. I don't know if it actually is, but it looks like it. And I think that's probably why they called it, because they probably found it in Kansas farmhouses all over Kansas. But those three I've had great success with here in the Metroplex.
You do not have those on your list for me, do you? I don't think.
No, I don't. I wrote them down later on. I started thinking about it.
I just wrote them down because invariably people ask me. Festiva Maximus, I have grown. Sarah Bernhardt, you said, is what color?
It's pink. It's a really clean pink, and it's a fully double flower.
Right. And Kansas?
And then Kansas is a semi-double, and it's a pure red.
Okay, that's good. I'll have those. I'll put that up. Okay. Well, good deal. All right. And what else is happening out there? Like nothing else is happening.
We got those blooms going on, and the cherries are just now starting to open. So if you're wanting to see the cherries, go out and see them now. They'll probably be open for the next 10 days to 2 weeks. We got all the normal stuff going on. Peak bulbs is basically starting right now. If you go out right now, you're probably going to see more bulbs than you will anytime before today or anytime in the next 2 weeks.
All right.
There are a lot of bulbs blooming right now.
And, of course, the Children's Adventure Garden, the Rory Myers Children's Adventure Garden, timed entrances, so you need to get your ticket ahead of time. Don't go out there and just think, well, we will while we're here, we'll just go over there. It doesn't work quite that way. Stephen Shambly, you have Stephen coming. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Steven's coming out next Saturday to talk about Texas tough plants.
That's great. He is the best, and that's the Education Department. DallasArboretum.org is the website to get the timed entrance tickets to the Children's Garden, to sign up for Steven's course and to do all the other things and get directions and all the times for the events of Dallas Blooms. DallasArboretum.org. How do they find you, Tucker?
You find us 8525 Garland Road. We're on the southeast side of White Rock Lake. If you're coming from points south, take the Grand Avenue exit. It turns into Garland Road. If you're coming from points north, take the Garland Road exit and follow the green signs.
Lots of signage. No problem there. And folks are open 9 to 5, 7 days a week. The 24-hour information number is?
214-515-6500.
Tucker, I appreciate it. I hope you can get some rest in all this. I know how chaotic it is.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Tucker Reed, the senior, the horticulture manager, I should say, at the Dallas Arboretum. Good to have his report. And it is sponsored today, as I mentioned, by WhizQ Stone. Oh, these people are just great. It's a family business all around. Mike Wisnand, his father, founded the business. Mike Wisnand, their son Derek, active in the business. They are there doing the business of WhizQ Stone. 22 acres in size. And I might add that they are both very active in the Texas Nursery and Landscape Association. They believe in professional landscape design. professional materials. This is a beautiful 22-acre stone yard. Whatever your stone needs, they have extensive displays in their outside showroom to show you what you can do with the stones. Flagstone, decorative cobblestone, boulders, river rock, and gravel. The skilled professionals at Whiskey Stone can help you have the outdoor living area you've always wanted. You want to have a berm with a retaining wall? Not a problem. They can show you how to do it. They have all the materials that you would need. They can help you. You take measurements and take photos into them, and they'll know how much to help you order. You always want to get about a 10 or 15% overage. That any good stone yard will tell you that. This is not them trying to upsell you. You always have a use for the extra stones. That's Whiskey Stone. It's beautiful. It's like a playground to get to go in there and see all that beautiful stone. 4501 East Loop, 820 South in Fort Worth. They've been there since 1983. I hope you'll go. 4501 East Loop, 820 South. Whiz-Q.com is the website. Whiz-Q.com. 817-429-0822. Open 6 days a week, closed on Sundays. 817-429-0822. Whiz-Q.com. It's Whiz-Q Stone.
Join me on Facebook, Neil Sperry, N-E-I-L-S-P-E-R-R-Y.
All right. Thank you very, very much. And let me also invite you to give us a call right now. I had a couple of calls, and one of them dropped off, had a red tip question. That's too bad, because I know a lot of you do. But I'm not going to try to guess what that problem might have been without having that caller from Bonham here. So we will go to Lou in Fort Worth in just a second. The phone number, if you'd like to call, is 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. Please call right now. Lou in Fort Worth, this is Neil. Good morning.
Hi, Neil.
Hi there.
I got a question real quick for you.
Sure.
This is really the first spring that I've had this much trouble looking at my beautiful oleander that I've had all last year, and now I don't know. I'm sure the freeze got it or something, but I don't know how much to trim back.
I don't either, because I can't see that plant. I can tell you how to determine it, though. And I'll tell you, at the hotel where I am staying while I print my calendar, my book, I'm sorry, in San Antonio, the oleanders all around the hotel were frozen also. So as far south as San Antonio, and that doesn't happen very often down there. It happens all the time up here. I'm not planting oleanders again. I've just crossed them off my list. In the urban heat pocket, in close to the two big cities, it's a little bit warmer and they might have a chance. Lou, the way you tell with oleanders in March whether you need to prune something back or not is you look at the stems. Don't worry about the leaves. Look at the stems. If the stems are shriveled and have lost their dark glossy green color, prune down, keep going down, and when you come to stem tissue that looks normal, then you stop pruning and let it bud out at that point. Usually when they have damage like they've had this year, you may end up pruning them clear to the ground, but they will come back. They'll come back with vigorous new growth, and they're perhaps even very close to doing that already. So they will tell you where you need to prune, but you can also tell by looking at the stems.
Okay, so you say that I might have to keep going down till I'm to the ground.
You go until you find healthy, dark green, plump, shiny, normal-looking stem tissue. You may not find any of it. My bet is you're not going to find any of it, but I don't want you to prune healthy tissue off if it's there. I can't see the plant. I have no way I can tell because I can't see the plant.
Right.
Yeah. I hope you don't have to prune it too heavily. And that's, unfortunately, that's also going to keep you from having blooms this year. It'll come back beautifully, have beautiful foliage, but it has to get some maturity to it before it'll bloom. So don't be surprised by that. I'm sorry. Okay. We all lost a lot of stuff this winter. Have a good day. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
We will come back and go to Carrie in Carrollton, and hopefully to you as well. Give us a call, won't you, please? Good time to call. 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. All right, this is the next to the last ad that I will do live here for my book and the pre-print offer. I know it's on the press right now. In fact, let's see. Last night was 18, 19, 20. This may be press check just about, 19 or 20. I'm not sure. I haven't gotten a text today to say where they are. We have 44 press checks. They run about 6 to 8 hours apiece. And it is really doing beautiful. The book is going to be gorgeous. Great pressman at Color Visions in San Antonio. I'm really happy that we selected them to print it. I wanted my book to be printed in Texas. I'm self-publishing this, so I had that opportunity. I probably could have gone to China and had it printed or even out of state and maybe saved some money. But I thought, you know, if I can offer it to you at $24.95 for a 344-page book with 840 photographs, I'm not going out of Texas. I want to be able to say that this book and I were born in the same city, actually, as it turns out. And it's just great. It's called Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. It is not a revised copy of my complete guide to Texas gardening. That book is 23 years old, and the first edition is 32 years old. They are woefully out of date. Now, they're still going to be in the stores. If you see a book in a store, it's going to be one of them. It's going to be that second edition of the Boot Book. If you see a book with my name in a store, it's going to be that book. It's not going to be the new one. The only way you can buy this book, because I'm self-publishing, is through my magazine office and through my website. And this is the last day that you can get the pre-print offer. I've decided to extend it through this evening. The office will be open only until 11 this morning, so you can call 1-800-752-GROW, or you can order online at neilsperry.com. The book is $24.95, $7 postage, including the cost of the box, and the book and a subscription to my magazine, which I will give you at half price if you do it with the book at the same time, and that's good for new or renewal, that total price is $36.90. Those prices will go up significantly tomorrow. This is your last chance. I will encourage you to order now. Don't call tomorrow and say, is it still there? Because it won't be. It's a $24.95 book, $36.90 book and magazine, not in stores, satisfaction guaranteed, only by buying it that way. What else I need to tell you? I think that's it. NeilSperry.com is the website, NeilSperry.com. Office open until 11 at 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769.
Change of seasons is always a blessing, except for your foundation. Hi, this is Neil Sperry for Advanced Foundation Repair. Spring rains can make the soil expand, sometimes with enough force to do serious damage to foundations. And then it gets dry and the foundation goes the other direction. It's always moving. The patented Advanced ProLift Repair System is guaranteed for the lifetime of the house, season to season, owner to owner. Estimates are free, so give them a call. 214-333-0003. Advanced Foundation Repair.
Oh, they are the best, the very, very best. Busy Bee is also the best. In fact, I was told that by a person in the industry, in the pest elimination industry, but not working with a company, a specific company. I want to keep it kind of general because this is a kind of a sensitive thing. It's people that normally don't endorse companies. But quietly behind the scenes, when I wanted to find a really good pest elimination company, they said, how is it that you have never contacted Busy Bees? They are so good. And so we did. And it's been a wonderful run, and I hope I get to do this for another 100 years. Busy Bees Pest Control has served North Texas since 1967. They've grown from a small company with 3 employees to a full-service pest control company, including licensed technicians, certified applicators, and much, much more. Now, if you've seen bed bugs, bees, wasps, ants, fleas, termites, or other unwanted pests in your home, Busy Bees is the number to call. They also trap and remove other unwanted animals from your home, such as raccoons, squirrels, possums, birds, whatever it might be. A small infestation can quickly become a large infestation that can cause you health problems if you don't step to the control right away, and Busy Bees knows what to do. They provide pest control services both to residential and commercial properties. They are truly a full-service pest control company. When I see a Busy Bees truck going down the road, I think, great, somebody is about to have superior service. 972-416-9404 is a number in the Dallas side. The best way is to call toll-free 1-855-BUSY-BEE. And Busy, by the way, is B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E. B-I-Z-Z-Y-B-E-E. BusyBees.com or call 1-855-BUSY-BEE.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
All right, Encore Electric Service Delivery asks that you be very careful when you're out there landscaping and gardening. One of the messages that I want to tell you, based on the ice storm we had in early December and the fact that so many of us were without power for several days after that ice storm, and the reason is we have trees too near the power lines. Power lines usually were there first. Birds sat on the power lines, drop the hackberry seeds, and up come these absolutely glorious, beautiful hackberry trees that become somehow sacred. You need to remove that stuff. Nobody wants hackberries in the first place, and, well, I don't mean to be that coarse about it, but there are better trees, and there certainly are better trees that you can plant when there are power lines anywhere nearby. When you go out to buy a new tree, take a look at the power lines and measure the distance and discuss that with your nurseryman. How tall will this tree grow? How wide? Know before you grow that tree how big it's going to get, and stay away from those power lines. Now, if you're out there doing any trimming work, if you're anywhere near power lines, 10 feet, 20 feet, call 888-313-6862. That's Encore, and they'll help you determine if it's safe. 888-313-6862. If you see any kind of limb making contact with the power line, especially if there's smoke or fire, call 911. And if you're digging and want to make sure you don't hit something below ground in terms of utilities, call 811 two business days ahead of time. That's Encore. It's all at Encore.com. Encore.com. We go back to our phone lines to Carrie in Carrollton. Carrie, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning.
How can I help you?
I have a problem with one of my lemon trees. I have two of them. Last winter, I left them outside, but I put them in an area that I could wall off with plastic, so they still got sunlight. But one of the lemon trees, well, actually both of the lemon trees, got confused and started budding last winter and got black bug things on them. One of them did well during the summer and kept producing fruit, but the other one was dormant all throughout last summer. This year, that same plant tried to bud again this winter. I pulled it into the garage this year. It didn't get bugs, but now it looks bad. It didn't bear fruit, but it did flower, and it looks bad. So I don't know what to do with it.
All right. Well, let me do the best that I can do to help you. First of all, lemons need to be left in pots, as you have done. Meyer lemon is the one that we would want to grow because it stays fairly compact. Is this Meyer? Do you know if these are Meyer lemons?
One of them is. I don't know about the other one.
Okay. There's not a seedling that you planted or anything, is it?
No.
Okay. Yeah, because people do that, and that's not going to work. The insects probably were aphids. They might have been, well, yeah, for the insects were black, or they left a black residue?
Oh, good point. I think the insects were black, but they could have just left a black residue. I don't
know. Okay. Well, you'll get white flies very badly on citrus when you have them in a greenhouse or in any kind of protected location. And white flies leave a sticky honeydew residue on the leaves, and that develops into sooty mold, black sooty mold. But it's the insect that causes the problems. I'm not even going to go there. It wouldn't kill it. It doesn't make it look very good. I'm not sure where I need to head with my answer to you. They need to be kept bright and warm in the wintertime, somewhere between 35 and 75. If you put them in a plastic enclosed little mini greenhouse that you put up around them outdoors, they probably overheat, and that's why they try to grow and bloom too soon. And if they're enclosed, they're not going to have the bees that they need to pollinate, so you're not going to get the fruit set. So it's kind of a catch-22. It's better to have them in pots on wheels that you can take out in nice weather when they're blooming and then get into the garage for a day or two as needed when it's really cold.
Okay, so they don't need to rest a season or...
No, they're tropical plants. They don't know what rest means.
Okay, all right. Okay,
yeah.
Maybe come back. Okay.
Yep, I hope so. Hey, I appreciate your call, Carrie. Good luck with them. All righty. That opens a line at 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227. My magazine office phone lines are just melting, and so I keep giving the number so that in between my ads you'll have the number and can give it a try if you'd like, because this is the last day for the lowest price preprint offer on my new book, 800-752-GROW, with an O, not a zero. 1-800-752-GROW. And we'll come back to go to our calls in just a moment. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench. If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. If you're looking for the best and easiest way to control these pests, Bonide has found it for you. Bonide's Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insect and disease control in one easy application. Bonide's Rose RX Drench is a multi-purpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, other flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can as directed. Apply it to the base of each plant. One application protects roses, flowers, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks. Bonide's Rose RX Drench is available in an economical quart size to treat up to 16 roses or other shrubs or 200 square feet of flowers. Bonide's Rose RX Systemic Drench can be found at Feeder's Supply in all Dallas locations, Higginbotham True Value Hardware in Gatesville, and Higginbotham Ace Hardware in Canton. Or visit Bonide.com, B-O-N-I-D-E, Bonide.com, to locate a retailer near you. Bonide.com, Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench.
Keep your car radio set to 820 AM. That way, whenever you're out and about, you'll know what's going on. News Talk, 820 AM. WBAP.
I was at a Covington nursery about 10 days ago, and oh my goodness, Joe and his team are making wonderful changes to that garden center. You're not going to believe it. They've been there more than 40 years, and they are really doing a major upgrade of their facilities. It's just about finished at Covington's in Rowlett, and that's going to give you, as a customer, a much bigger and better shopping experience. It's going to be beautiful. They are filling that new space with their entire 18-acre nursery with all the plants that you want for spring planting, colorful flowers, fruit trees, vegetables, herbs, shrubs, everything you could want. The largest assortment of shrubs in the Metroplex in all sizes, shapes, and colors imaginable. They have a great selection of palms, Japanese maples, redbuds, crepe myrtles, and other ornamental trees, many Texas natives. They have all the best shade trees for our area. They can deliver and plant those trees for you. Get out to Covington's today for superior plants and great service from their friendly, knowledgeable nursery professionals. This would be a great day to get to Covington's. They're open all day Sunday. Not open yet, but they will be in an hour or so, and very candidly, it's a little cool. Put a sweatshirt on, and they will not be covered up with people like they will on some warm Saturday. This is a great day to go to Covington's. Be sure to see all the spring merchandise in the gift shop and their new pottery, fountains, bird baths, and statuary. CovingtonNursery.com. They have an available stock list there. You can see everything they have available to you. Covington's Nursery and Landscape Company. They do full turnkey landscape jobs. Independently owned and operated since 1972 by Joe and Gail Covington. 7 days a week to serve you, 972-475-5888. They're in Rowlett, and they're close to the anywhere in North Dallas and the Metroplex, just north of State Highway 66 in Rowlett on President George Bush Highway. George Bush Highway at Highway 66 in Rowlett, Covington Nursery and Landscape Company. Time now to check in with the WBAP 24/7 Newsroom once again. Hi, Jerry Overton.
Hello there, Neil. It's 9:34 at the Breitling Energy News Desk. The race is on to contain an oil spill in South Texas. The latest after your first weather and traffic. Our Weather in Touch forecast: cloudy, cool, and breezy today with wind gusts out of the north up to 25 miles an hour, 56 for the high. Cloudy skies tonight with a low of 39. Tomorrow, partly sunny and milder. Still below average, though, 65 for the high. And then Tuesday, we're looking for sunny, comfortable winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15, and 65 again. It is 47 degrees at DFW Airport. Checking the classicchevrolet.com 24-hour right now traffic watch in Arlington. A new accident northbound Highway 360. It's going to be just after Mayfield Road. In Garland, TxDOT reporting debris in the HOV lane of eastbound 635 LBJ at Garland Road. And in Fort Worth, accident 35W southbound at Reisinger Road has been cleared away. Dallas North Tollway, you've got construction blocking the left lane northbound at Beltline Road until 3 this afternoon. A fresh oil spill in the Texas City Ship Channel. They say a barge carrying heavy crude oil collided with a ship there yesterday. It is still leaking. No word on how much is spilled. Adam Gutierrez says he saw the collision.
We saw that tanker come out of nowhere.
Investigators now trying to determine what caused the collision. And France has provided a new satellite image showing possible debris from the missing Malaysia Airlines jet. Officials say the images show potential objects in the same part of the ocean where previous satellite images showed possible debris earlier this week. And East Texas City has paid $16,000 plus to end contract negotiations with controversial rocker Ted Nugent. He was under consideration as the headliner of Longview's 4th of July celebration. Longview News Journal reports the city's payoff came after Nugent's earlier controversial statements about President Barack Obama became an issue. Again, looking for a high today of 56 degrees. It's cloudy and 47 degrees. At the Breitling Energy News Desk, I'm Jerry Overton. We're back to Neil Sperry's Texas Gardening next on WBAP.
Thank you, Jerry, very much. Let me tell you about Sunburst Shutters right now. Let me tell you how excited we are at our magazine office that we will soon be getting Sunburst Shutters at our office. It will really help with the heat gain in one of the rooms. They're going to be across the front of our office, and I am so excited. It's a 1927 house. Insulation was not a specialty in 1927. It's in the historic district, and Sunburst Shutters are plantation style. They will fit in beautifully. They'll look so good. We have them at our home, and we've had them for 5 or 6 years. Folks, they are just fabulous. If you want me to tell you about Sunburst Shutters sometime, stop me on the street and I will tell you everything you want to know. I've been through the factory several times as Collins Jones and his dad Bruce have given tours of it to me and to prospective customers. And these are great shutters. Now they are made of polywood. It's a synthetic man-made material. It doesn't crack or warp or split or peel. And before you think that it is some just knock off bad news imitation, man, everybody's imitating this because it's the best. It looks like wood from 18 inches away. They can custom design to any opening in your home. They have one of their employees who's been with them for 25 years, I think they said, and it's his job to do all of the really tough installations, and he just smiles. It's really cool. These are 2.5, 3.5, and 4.5 inch louver sizes. The best thing to do is to have them come to your home, bring samples, hold them in the windows for you, take measurements. Every sunburst shutter is custom fit for each opening in your home. You'll have a packet of material to assemble when the specialists come to put them in your windows for each window. This is window third from the left, and it'll be wrapped up together, and they'll install them right there. It is so cool, and you'll love them. They're affordable, energy efficient, fabulous. Sunburstshutters.com, 214-343-2601. 214-343-2601, sunburstshutters.com.
Because you don't have time to waste, you'll get the first news, first weather, and first traffic every hour, every day. News Talk 820 AM. WBAP.
There are a lot of trees in the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex that are still hurting and needing help, and Arborological Services offers that help. It may be help because of drought damage, but in many, many cases, it is help because of ice damage back in December. And as those trees begin to leaf out and try to regrow and reshape their lives, all of a sudden you realize, oh, that poor thing needs some help. Well, Arborological Services would be the place to call for the finest in tree care. They're coming to my magazine office because we have some pecans that need their attention, and they know how to care for them. They're rubbing the roof, and I don't want that. And they do all of the tree work at my home because I live in a pecan forest, and pecans drop branches here and there, and I don't want them to do that. I want Arborological Services to be on the job for me because they have 12 International Society of Arboriculture certified arborists, college degreed plant pathologists, horticulturists, and foresters. Two of their people have been selected as Arborists of the Year for the state of Texas, and their tree climbing teams have won the Texas State Tree Climbing Championship 22 out of the 32 years it's been held. I love this company. I love the people. They are civic-minded. They're terrific. I hope you'll call them. That's Arborological Services. It's a toll-free number, but they are right here, serving right here. 866 866-552-7267. 866-552-7267. Facebook, Arborological Services, Inc. Twitter, at The Tree Experts. Online, arborological.com. Arborological Services.
That phone number to call now, 800-288-WBAP, 800-288-9227.
Number to call my magazine office if you are trying to get through drastically before 11 o'clock, before the office closes, 800-752-GROW, 800-752-4769. Brent in Weatherford, this is Neil. Good morning.
Morning, Neil. I'm looking at my crepe myrtles I transplanted. I think it's been about a year and a half, and they're not getting any leaves or buds or anything. Is it a little bit early for those to start looking like they're got some stuff coming out or not?
It's way early. I will tell you, having spent this last week in San Antonio printing my book, that crepe myrtles there have not even offered to bud out yet. This is a very late spring. The ornamental pears, Bradford pears in San Antonio, are in full bloom right now. They're finished here. San Antonio is completely backwards, and I have not seen one bud on any of the 10 or 12,000 crepe myrtles that I drive along on El Dorado Parkway in McKinney since I've been home over the weekend. So no.
Okay. Is it too late for me to put pre-emergent out after church today?
I don't know. It's been cold. There comes a time, Brent, where let me answer it this way, and I know you got to get to church. You're going to get some control of crabgrass and grass burrs. Whether it'll be perfect control or not, I don't know. I would doubt it because it's so late in March. I would not want you putting it out this late. But because it has been so cold, I think any good you get will be to your advantage. But if you ask me a week from now, I'll say, oh, no, you've blown it. At this point, I think you could justify it. Weatherford has been colder than some of the other parts of Metroplex. So I think you could make a case to put it out, but don't wait so long next time.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. Let's go to Gretchen in Carrollton. Gretchen, this is Neil. Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
How you doing?
I'm very well. How are you?
Same. Maybe better than that, even.
Good.
Yeah.
Along my driveway, which there's about an 18-inch area of dirt between the house and the driveway, and it probably gets about 4 hours of sun. It faces east. I've put in those dwarf hollies, and I transplanted them from another area, and that's obviously not good because they grow too wide for that. And deep, but I've also just put in some Nana Nandinas. I have them separated about two of each as we go down the driveway. Would you have an idea about something I could do for those hollies? All I've been doing is just shaving them down, and it's not attractive at all.
May I do something? May I answer you in a very different way?
Of course.
Okay. Let me step back to say, I want to ask you two things. What is the wall? Is it brick or stone?
It's all brick.
All right. And when you're talking about 4 hours of sun east exposure, you're talking about morning sun.
Right.
All right. And what color is the brick? Light or dark or what is it?
A tan color. Right. It's not a dark tan at all. It's more the light.
And are there windows involved in this? Is it one or two stories?
It's one story, and there are maybe two windows on that side.
All right. When we landscape a home, one of the things that we try to do is to offer some relief to vertical looks. We try not to put just a mustache of plants along the ground. If you had the front of the house, you'd feel kind of unsettled if you just or unlandscaped if you just had a row of dwarf shrubs across the front of the house. You'd say, well, I need something taller. And the problem is there, as you said, you don't have room for anything taller because taller means wider. But in the case of vines and in the case of an espalier or a plant on a trellis, taller does not necessarily mean wider. So, for example, you could put a beautiful trellis up that wall and get the elevation, or two of them, get the elevation that you need, have it stand out away from the wall so that there's not the heat bouncing off. You have to remember how plants ascend. if they're climbing plants, because some twine around a support, some cling to a wall like the ivies do, and some have to be tied like climbing roses do. So you have different choices, but that's what I would do with that kind of a vertical space instead of just putting something low down along the ground. I can imagine the dwarf hollies don't have a prayer there because 18 inches, there's not any dwarf holly that stays that small. Boxwood would be a better choice if you just are going to have a little shrub down there. But I'd love to see you get some elevation and have more of a normal looking design to the landscape. It just would be two dimensions instead of three dimension.
Okay. Is there a particular, could I espalier the holly or take them out and get something else?
You could do hollies. You could, in 4 hours of sun, you could, that's not enough for Hollywood twisted juniper, for example. But espaliers, you need to start from the ground up. You start at 15 inches and train the bottom layer first, then the next layer, then the next layer. So you don't go in with a mature plant and train it to be an espalier. You have to start down lower. And depending on the holly you have, it might not get tall enough. I'm talking about an espalier that would be 7 or 8 or 10 feet tall in the gable, for example. I can't see your house. I can't do a design for you, but that's what I would suggest. Or a clinging, a twining vine, Carolina jessamine, on a really pretty wrought iron trellis. Maybe it's just one of those that comes up from Mexico that are the rusty wrought iron. I have two or three of those. If you spray them with spray lacquer, that stops the rust. And they're lovely. They're lightweight. They're lovely. You can anchor them to the side of the house. Or you could have somebody do you a wrought iron a trellis that would be free form and could be just gorgeous out there. And it wouldn't cost very much. Nana Nandinas do not like reflected heat. They don't handle poor drainage very well. I'm scared for you on those plants in that setting. So
okay.
Yeah. That gives you some things to think about. I think that's what I would do if it were mine.
Okay, I really appreciate it. Great
you bet.
Idea.
Have a great day. Thanks for calling. All right, and we have Pat and Dennison left. And, Pat, please hang with me, and you may be my last call for this day. I need to get my last ads in. And, folks, this is the last ad. I can't believe this. I have loved for the last 9 months working on my book, 12 hours, 14, 16 hours some days. I work at home on my book. I would come down in the morning at 6:30 or so, and I would be excited about what I was going to get to do to write on the book that day. And I would work and work and work, and then I'd send it to the graphic design artist, a wonderful lady, incredibly talented, Cindy Smith, who has done my calendars for the last 8 or 10 years, and Carolyn Skye, the editor of my magazine, would look at what I had written and sometimes gently, sometimes with a twinkle in her eye, she would be not so gentle, and she would say, I think you need to redo this. It's confusing. People won't understand, and I would do that. I loved doing that, and it has been so exciting to be at the side of the press this week and see the book printing, Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I am self-publishing this book. I will never sell the million copies that The Complete Guide to Texas Gardening has sold. I can't do that, but it's 23 years old, and I have virtually no contact with that publisher since it was sold to another company. And it just has not been a pleasant experience. So I am very happy to do this way. It's available only through my magazine office, only by calling my magazine office or by ordering online. The magazine office will be open until 11 today. The book is $24.95. It covers every aspect. I have nurtured every word, every paragraph, every one of the 840 photographs to make them the best they could possibly be. And it is available at 800-752-GROW. You're going to get Gretchen from my office, or our daughter Erin, or our grandson Sam, or Erin's friend Tina, who is stepping in to help. You'll get one of the four. All the lines are filled right now, and I hope that they're all staffed right now. If it's busy, I hope you'll call right back. If you just can't get through, please keep trying online at neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com. $24.95 for the book, $7 postage. Better deal, buy my magazine at half price when you buy it with the book. That total price, $36.90 plus $7 postage. This is the last ad that I will do for this price. The next time you hear me do an ad for my book, the price will be much higher. So call today before 11 or order online before tonight at neilsperry.com. 1-800-752-GROW. The book will not be in stores, it is available only this way. 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com.
Black cow, the mature manure black cow.
With all the hard work you put into your lawn and garden, it makes good sense to use the best product you can buy, like the Mature Manure, Black Cow Composted Cow Manure. Black Cow is a premium soil conditioning product that's perfect for our Texas soils. Use it with new landscape plants and trees, with flower beds and vegetable gardens, or use it as a top dressing for your lawn. Potted plants, window boxes, and even hanging baskets are ideal places to use Black Cow. And Black Cow is all natural, 100% organic. You can learn how to plant a butterfly garden, grow delicious tomatoes, and a whole lot more just by visiting our website, blackcow.com. Remember, it makes sense to use the best product you can. Look for the bright yellow and black bag when you shop.
Black Cow, the mature manure, Black Cow.
It's officially spring. Visit Shades of Green and let them help you get started in the right direction this spring with their fresh daily arrivals of cool season annual color, perennials, herbs, veggies, flowering shrubs, and trees. Now is the time to get outside and spruce up your landscape with new color and texture. You'll find fabulous selections at Shades of Green Nursery, from the ordinary to the hard-to-find natives and well-adapted plants. Be sure to properly prepare your planting beds with Shades of Green's wide selection of mulches, compost, fertilizers, and organic products. Shades of Green would like to remind you that it's still a great time to plant trees. They have over 40 varieties of trees available, and they can even plant and guarantee them for you. Fresh arrivals from their farm include beautiful Chinese pistache, live oak, red oak, and Eldorica pine, just to name a few. Check out their new arrivals of unique garden accents, beautiful pottery, and fountains for that perfect finishing touch. Need some planting ideas and suggestions? Well, give them a call to arrange an appointment with their professional landscape designers. Check them out on the web at shadesofgreeninc.com for information on all their upcoming events and promotions. Shades of Green, for the right plant, right place.
This is a very important message on behalf of the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. Texas has been enduring a terrible drought. Our lawns took a beating. This is the perfect time to get out there and start repairing that damage. With just three simple steps, your lawn will be healthy and green in no time. Now, first, there's preparation. It's important to start with Scott's Turf Builder Lawn Soil to improve the native soil's ability to retain water and nutrients. Second, plant grass seed in areas that are large enough to need to be reseeded. Seed that's designed to withstand heat and drought, like Scott's Turf Builder grass seed with Water Smart technology. And third and finally, feeding is the best thing to do to strengthen a drought-damaged lawn. Feed your newly planted grass with Scott's Starter Food for New Grass. For lawns that don't require reseeding, feed your lawn with Turf Builder Lawn Food. You'll find all the Scott's products you need for your project at your local Lowe's stores. Save 20% on both Scott's Turf Builder Grass Seed and Scott's Starter Food for New Grass in 15-pound bags or larger. Now, for more information, go to Scotts.com. That's Scott's Lawn Drought Recovery Program, stepping up to help us as Texans. We go back to our phone lines now. Oh, let me read a text I just got from the side of the press in San Antonio from Colin Flood, my printing consultant and my friend of long standing. Printed all my calendars when I was still doing those. And by the way, the calendar section of the new book is 48 pages in length of things to do when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray. It says, good news, 18 press checks down, 26 to go. Mind you, now these started at 7 o'clock last Monday morning. Great sheet last night. He went in at 2 o'clock this morning for a press check. Said, some cute little lad walking through the blue bonnets. Well, that would be my photograph of Joseph in the blue bonnets a couple of springs ago up by the Denison Dam. And we are making up some time and going well. It's running like a lizard on hot concrete. So it sounds like the presses are going great. Pat in speaking of Denison, Pat in Denison, this is Neil. Good morning. You've been out to the dam when the blue bonnets are in full bloom?
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that pretty?
Beautiful.
Thank you for
taking my call, Neil.
Yeah, you bet.
I'll have one of all three of your books now.
Thank you.
But anyway, I'm looking forward to it. But I found out in my barn, and it's an insulated barn, a bottle of MSMA. And with this weather being jumping around like it is, I don't want to waste this product because you can't get it anymore.
That's right.
So I'd like to know when would be the best time or how long should I wait to put this out.
Okay, well, MSMA is used to control grassy weeds in Bermuda grass. And it's especially critical, and where we miss it the most is with the Dallas grass in Bermuda grass turf, the grass that makes a great big clumps. Mm-hmm. And if you have that, then you would want to use MSMA on it. Since you have the MSMA, you'd want to use it in June or July, once the Bermuda gets very dark green. You know, when it comes out in the spring, it's very bright green. You don't want to be putting MSMA on it at that point. So June or July, if you have Dallas grass. Otherwise, just continue to keep it, and hopefully nothing will happen to it. If it hasn't frozen, it should be okay.
Okay. What about, I've got 3 acres, and I can't put down the pre-emergent on all of it. I do it on my, main lawn. But I have a lot of hem beds and stuff out in my Bermuda, it's just the regular Bermuda.
Of course, MSMA is not intended for broadleaf plants at all.
No.
The henbit will die within the next 2 or 3 weeks from the warm weather that will be coming. And plus, just mowing gets rid of henbit, especially this late in the season.
So I don't need to put anything on that then?
No, not on henbit. Now, if you had some other broadleafed weeds, but it's awfully late in the broadleafed weed season to worry about them.
All right. Thank you very much.
Well, you are welcome. Thanks for the
trip.
Call. I will. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Folks, I have enjoyed this very, very much, and this has been a great day. I hope you will come out and see me this afternoon at the Collin County Master Gardeners Show. That will be at Myers Park, which is 3 or 4 miles north of U.S. 380 University Drive in McKinney on Lake Forest, there where the Baylor Hospital is. Just get on the Lake Forest and head north. I'll be speaking at 3. My book will be on sale there until 5 today, and then the whole thing goes away. The phone number to my magazine office, 800-752-GROW until 11. Lee Riza, thank you. Happy gardening.